people have to take responsibility for this. We never view this, not at the beginning of the project, that this is something that is going to be thrown into the hands of the government and they're going to deal with it. It's going to happen because enough people take an interest, there's enough solid evidence that happens, there's enough networking. The big thrust that we're working on are these energy and propulsion systems that will prove that this kind of technology is possible. And we've had some fairly significant breakthroughs of people who are quite sophisticated in that area and who have worked with these sort of technologies and who are willing now to come together as a civilian group outside of the government corporate complex and put them out there. Because if you can build something that proves anti-gravity or electrogravitic technologies or so-called zero-point quantum vacuum energy, so-called free energy, or other advanced types of energy systems, aside from the enormous benefits to society and to the environment, it would also bring with it an opening to this whole new area of resonance field sciences where you're dealing with a whole new physics in terms of an applied science.